from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is from the Gospel reading from Matthew 18, chapter 18, verses 1 through 20. And our reading is, Father welcomes all his children. You know, if you're like me, there's a good chance that somewhere along the way in your life that you made something a little bit more difficult than it really is. What's amazing to me is that this problem of making things bigger than they really are is predominantly an adult thing. Something that we grow into. It really isn't a problem with little children. Little children tend to see their world in very simple black and white terms. Grandma's cookies are the best. And mean and bad people are mean and bad people. But as we mature into adulthood, however, we tend to stop seeing things in black and white. And we begin to see things in differing shades of gray. Words such as, well, technically or theoretically begin to come into our vocabulary, including that certain jadedness that we all tend to grow into as we take our bumps and bruises through life. We know how things are supposed to work in life, but we also know that that's not how often it works. That's not how it works. That's not in the real world. You get it? There's a set way for things to work. We know that. That's not how it works in the world. So this leads us to overthink. That means we're going to overread something into it. We're going to make something more difficult than it really is. Just keep it simple. Now, can you imagine how shocked the disciples were when they started arguing in our text today over who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It's like, okay, Lord, tell us. Who is it? Who's greater in the kingdom of heaven? We want to know. And what does Jesus do? He brings a small child into their midst. You need to understand this, that when I say a small child, I mean small. The word that's used here in the original Greek is paideon, which refers to a young child, a boy, or even a girl, even in the stage of infancy. So this is a real small child that Jesus brings in. In fact, this word comes up in Genesis when God commands Abraham to circumcise all the male paideons before their eighth day of life. Jesus also speaks in the Gospel of John about a woman having great pain in childbirth. But when the paideon is born, she forgets her pain, and now she only knows joy. So this makes the words of Christ to the disciples this morning all the more profound and unsettling, doesn't it? He brings this little child into their midst to explain who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Be like a paideon, an infant. Whoever humbles himself like this paideon is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said. You want to talk about a blow to one's ego? Think about it. Why were they asking that question in the first place? Come on, Lord, tell us, who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it me? Is it me? Oh, come on, you know it's me. Humble yourself like a little baby in your service to God and to one another, is what he's telling us. That doesn't really square with our understanding of success, now does it? What can a baby possibly bring to the table? Nothing. This small child brings absolutely nothing to the table when it comes to their survival and their well-being, do they? They can go through diapers like there's no tomorrow. They can cry. Think about it. They can't even feed themselves, can they? They're totally dependent upon mom and dad. But they know the sound of mom and dad's voice, don't they? They know that when they hear those voices, all will be made right with the world. Take note as well as to what Jesus commands. Yes, he commands this. He's not offering up a mere suggestion here. He commands us that we need to turn, to stop what we're doing and turn back and be like little children. It's what he's telling us to do. Now notice also that if you do not turn, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's what Jesus said in this text. If you do not become like a paeon, like a little child, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. We've talked at length here at church about this in our Bible studies. To turn back or to turn around in Scripture, it means to what? It means to repent. Repentance. To turn from our proud and our sinful ways and humbly turn back to God's way for us. It's what repentance is. Now, when it comes to your life before God, do you need to turn and repent? Return to being like a simple childlike trust in Christ alone? Whether or not you want to admit it, we all do. We all fight these same arguments of who is greater, who is holier, who's more pious, who's the most important one here. We want to know. It's in our minds. We think about stuff like that. I've heard many of your comments and your shortcomings about who is the more righteous, who is more important. I've even heard you talk about the failings of your own brothers and sisters of the faith as if you're any better than them before God. We say, well, I go to Bible studies, Pastor. I do this, I tithe, I do that. I read the Bible, I got a Bible at home. It's a really nice Bible, Pastor. It was given to me for confirmation. Not sure where it's at right now, but I got a Bible at home. Well, great. Well done, good and faithful servant. You're only doing the very things you ought to be doing anyways. You're actually doing the bare minimums, and you want to keep the keys of the kingdom. We want them. We desire the keys to the kingdom. We want to see Jesus. We want to go to heaven. Besides, if you go around telling everybody about all these wonderful things that you're doing, are you really humbling yourself? Are you humbling yourself like a little child? Or are you acting very selfish and like a very insecure adult? You know, I've never heard a baby brag about how well he takes a nap. I've never heard a baby brag about how well he drinks his bottle or how much he can get out of a diaper. Jesus is saying in our text today. When you get down to it, true childlike humility is nothing to the table. They bring nothing. They help out none, zero. Try and get a two-month-old baby to change its own diaper. It ain't happening. Try to get them to contribute to their own survival. Get a little baby to help in its own well-being. Now, these little babies, they do trust the voice of mommy and daddy. They trust that these people behind those voices will provide them with their every need. That's why a little baby cries. It wants its mother, or it wants food, or it wants its diaper changed. And they know that if they cry, they're going to be picked up, they're going to be loved, they're going to be kept warm, they're going to be fed. It's been proven over and over again how this is so true. Even in the womb, mom and dad taught the baby moves. That's trust. That's faith. Well, I can just hear it now, but Pastor, technically, that's a different kind of faith. Pastor, what you're saying really sounds good in theory. But that's not how real faith really works, is it? Some will say, you need to be able to speak, profess, and confess your faith. You need to be able to show your faith to everyone so that others will know that you're saved. But then there you go again. You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I don't have to argue with you. Jesus Christ himself says plainly in the gospel lesson for today that these little paideon, these little children who believe in him, that is, those having the pure faith, the saving faith, the trust and faith in Jesus Christ, they will enter into the kingdom of heaven. And he also says something else in our text today. He says, anyone that prevents or corrupts this pure faith by causing them to sin. Yes, keeping kids from Jesus Christ is a sin against the third commandment. Anyone who commits this sin is better off being thrown into the depths of the sea with a huge millstone tied around their neck, rather than face their heavenly Father in judgment. Not my words, God's. It's pretty simple. It's black and white. So how can little Paideon have faith? Here today as we celebrate Rally Day, as our theme states so clearly, Father welcomes all his children. Really simple. Saving faith in God is a free gift from God. Faith comes by hearing through the word of Christ. These little babies, even in the womb, are brought into the very presence of God right here in church. Through the gift of godly Christian parents and our Sunday school teachers who are wrapped up in God's word, these little children are exposed to the Holy Spirit, who is working and creating true saving faith in the souls of these little ones. It's only these little children, as they grow older and mature in their sinful ways, that they come to tearing down and dismantling what God himself has built, all in the name of worldly wisdom, reason, and strength. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, maybe you wanted to hear something more profound today. Maybe you wanted to hear some little tidbit that you could take to your friends or family that didn't come to church. But it's a real simple message. In fact, I give thanks that this lesson coincides with our Rally Day today, the beginning of our Sunday school year. As much as we adults often treat children's Sunday school, we treat it like it's some great chore. It's a hassle. It's an interruption to my Sunday mornings. But I give thanks for our little program here. I hope you all take a more active role in this wonderful gift of God. He, our Heavenly Father, welcomes all His children. As much as you think you teach them, you often find out that they truly teach you. They teach you about the simplicity and the purity of the gospel, about Jesus Christ crucified, about Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead, and His ascension into heaven. You want to see purity and faith? You want to know what greatness in the kingdom of heaven looks like? Don't make it harder than what it really is. Look no farther than to the littlest children that are gathered here today. Look no further than those little children, those little avians. As they gather today here around our Lord and Savior, the same Lord and Savior they truly believe in, the same Lord and Savior who nourishes His beloved children today with His life-saving gifts of word and sacrament. Believe it or not, it really is that simple. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.